This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, you dial toll free to join us on the radio if you want. We're talking about relationships and signs that a failure is imminent, specifically divorce on the way, and couples that are supposedly dedicated to one another, they've stuck it out, but maybe they shouldn't, because the signs, the writing is on the wall. Johnson's got that story here, and we're going to continue with that. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also bring up anything that you want. That's the point here on Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. There's also our Skype username, which is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request there first, and we will approve it. You'll be good to go to call us from that point forward. Plus our Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. So, Johnson, to recap, this is coming from Psychology Blog.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And some of the signs that a divorce is on the horizon. We've got contempt.
Yes.
Was the first category, and there's certain indicators that contempt is in the heart of another person. And then what was the second category?
Criticism. The second category. And just to recap, just
non-constructive criticism.
The constructive way of dealing with these things is, again, build respect by to avoid contempt is to build respect by appreciating the positive, love your taste in music, not the sound of your laughter makes me want to vomit. Mm. And with criticism, you would want to voice your concern and make a request, e.g., I'm bored, let's have a game of cards. Not, you're ignoring me, you bleep, you selfish bleep.
It's funny.
So the third category here is defensiveness. A person is too defensive when they are always trying to make excuses for their failures or slip-ups. People do this automatically from time to time, but when it becomes a persistent theme in a relationship, this can signal the end. It's even worse signal when partners are also trying to score points off of the other on top of being defensive. After all, people who live together are supposed to be in a partnership supporting each other. Life is difficult enough without being attacked from within as well as from without.
Yep, it's a team.
Alternatively, you should take your share of the blame and suggest a solution, e.g., I guess I should have put it on my list. Okay, let's do it now. Not, no, I didn't pay the gas bill because you forgot to remind me.
The blame game.
This comes back to, the onus of control.
It's a great game that there is no winner.
Yeah.
So the fourth category here is stonewalling. Stonewalling is when a person metaphorically raises the drawbridge and cuts off communication.
That is really frustrating.
There are no nods of encouragement to their partner when they speak, no attempt to empathize, and no effort to respond or connect. It's like talking to a brick wall. Stonewalling.
Except that wall is the person who you had cared about,
right,
and wanted to actually, get married to.
That wall's a jerk.
Yeah.
Stonewalling can often be the result of a prolonged period of criticism, contempt, and defensiveness. It may feel like the only response to a worsening situation, but lack of communication will not solve the problems at the heart of the relationship.
Yeah.
Alternatively, speak, move, respond, blink, move a muscle, anything.
Yeah, here's an idea. Make eye contact with the person. And because I've told people before, I mean, not even just, we're not talking about a marriage or anything like that, but just friends. Like, if I'm doing, after we're done with the show and somebody's hanging out in the studio, I always almost feel like I have to apologize to the person because, I would like to pay attention to you, but I have these responsibilities I have to do. I've got to do the show archives or whatever, and if somebody's talking to me, if I'm not making eye contact with that person, I don't feel like I'm giving them everything, and I know I'm not.
No, you're right. I was going to say, having known you for many years, if you don't have eye contact, you're not listening.
In a lot of cases, I'll try, but that's usually a failure.
It's just that we're not set up that way.
Yeah. So pay attention. But again, this presumes you want to save the relationship, right?
Like, right. To me, once I get to stonewalling, That's the reason I'm not speaking is because I haven't gotten the bank account, split yet. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Because if you speak, it might make it worse, right?
I want to take issue, actually, that you said, if you don't have eye contact, you're not listening or whatever. You said we're not set up that way.
Generally, humans,
I think that there's a certain class of people that pay attention better when they're not making
them. There are people who make that claim.
Yeah.
You just said you're one of them,
I think that I am one of them for sure. There are times. I can do both, but it's definitely a mode shift for me. So, for me to be truly paying attention to someone, I'm actually not going to be looking at them because I'm going to be engaging in something else and paying attention to them and thinking about what they're talking to me about and thinking about it while distracting myself with something else, and that way I can process it. But if I'm
so, you need to have like a paperclip to turn into paperclip chains or something.
Exactly, so that
or I'm fiddler.
Yeah, exactly. I need to be fiddling or doing something else in order so I can actually focus on what they're talking about.
Is it the same thing if you're fiddling with a little office play toy thing like we have here with the magnetic balls or something like that versus you're on a phone?
Oh yeah, there's a huge difference. I mean, if you're not, I mean, there are people who. In other words, people who need something to help them focus can still be not focusing. You can still not focus on someone, and so, yeah, just being on a phone is not, I'm probably not going to be able to be, I do have the ability to listen to two or three conversations at once and process all of them, but that's not going to be as efficient at doing that, as I would be listening to one, or, if I'm... For example, reading and listening to someone at the same time. I can do it, but there's going to be some...
You're going to lose one or the other. You're going to lose some...
I won't lose one or the other, but I might, interject. You know how if you're listening to someone talk and you're writing something down, sometimes you might write what the person said as opposed to the word that you were trying to think
the
of?
The wires get crossed.
Yeah, the wires get crossed. There's a little bit of that in there, and it's just not as efficient. Language task, a task that doesn't involve processing language, is going to be something that's going to help me focus.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Where else we at?
But yeah, that's it. That's it for this. We're
psychology blog.
Yeah. Psychology blog. Spring.org.uk.
Good stuff. If you want to add in your experience here, when did you see the signs that your relationship was falling apart? Did you try some of these techniques, to try to rescue it? Did it work? Were you able to bring your relationship back from the brink of destruction back into a happy, wonderful, loving, mutual, building relationship?
Even if you are going to break up, you don't want to break up on the worst of terms. Like you still you got to still get the quit claim deed signed. So the best bet is not to get to the point where everything has deteriorated to these levels.
Absolutely.
This is. Adults can figure this stuff out a little earlier than, hopefully they've made the mistakes and rid the merry-go-round a couple of times and they understand it. So, you're not supposed... If every one of your relationships end with you and the other person being angry with each other...
It could be you.
It's you, not them.
Yep. Good chance of that.
Yeah. I mean, statistically, that's the likelihood. It's possible that you just got a bunch of crappy people lined up, but chances are good.
It's usually you anyway, Mark, because typically you are attracting the kind of person who tends to be very, very similar, right? Like that, unless you change you, you're very likely to attract another one of them, right? So if you have a relationship that goes best.
I don't understand that. I just don't understand that.
You don't think there's anything to that, that certain people who have a certain, way about
it seems
them
to
attract
be.
The same type of mate and they go through the same motions?
People that like abusive relationships somehow attract abusers. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I've had this happen where young ladies have had an abusive father and they tend to attract abusive boyfriends, right? Because that's all they've ever known. For whatever reason, they put that vibration out there into the universe and that's the kind of person that they keep attracting. And of course, it's easy to blame the abusive person, right? But maybe there's something that other person, the victim, is doing to continue to attract that into their lives. Whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's observable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? So if you want to share your story, you're welcome to. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's like they say, wherever you go, there you are. The people that try to run away from their problems. Right? Well, guess what? many of those problems you created by being the person that you are and attracting certain types of people to you, and you're going to do that same thing in a completely new place with a completely clean slate. You'll create all of those problems all over again.
I want you to think about that, Ian, and tell me what you've learned.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquet, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers. Flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cuts out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. That's Books.com, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, tell me about your experience with liberty.menu.
Liberty.menu is a website where anybody who ascribes to the non-aggression principle, and if you needed to know what the non-aggression principle is,
you don't qualify.
But you probably don't qualify, but you should go to liberty.menu and figure it out.
Yeah.
Because you should learn
about the non-aggression principle.
They'll teach you. There. Anybody who ascribes to the non-aggression principle can list their business, their organization, their event, and have, presumably, other people who believe in the non-aggression principle go there, check it out, and find out more about it, and presumably attend or patronize you. So
yeah, it's like a Liberty Business Directory, but also has listings for events. And if you are a digital content creator, you can list your content there too.
Liberty.menu.
And it's free. All right, so let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. We've been talking about relationships. If you want to weigh in here on signs that your relationship is coming to an end, that a divorce might be imminent, for instance. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, this sort of relates. Lately, I've been having a problem with my boss. Whenever I start talking to my boss and my phone goes off, like a text message or an email, I'll be talking to her and she'll be talking back to me, and I'll pull the phone out and I'll start looking at what the email or the text was, and I really don't think she likes that because she was like, you have to stop doing that. Seriously. Other people don't care. Like I guess y'all aren't in meetings a lot. I work in an industry where I have to go to a lot of meetings, and so meeting etiquette sometimes dictates, I guess, that you're not supposed to look at your phone. And yet, right, you know, we live in a society where we everything's electronic, and if the meeting, if part of the meeting doesn't have to do with us, then why do we have to sit there and act like we're just paying attention when we could be productive and, you know, be responding to an email or something? I just don't get it for some reason.
Yeah, so I guess what my first thought on this is this the kind of boss that owns the company kind of boss, or is this a
manager?
Superior?
It's a superior.
Okay. So I would say that if your superior has indicated to you that she doesn't like this particular behavior, you probably shouldn't do it in order to, I don't know, keep things good the way they are.
Right.
Secondarily, there are people who aren't cut out for the corporate world or whatever. You know, lots of meetings and being told what to do and these sorts of things. We call those people, to be nice, we call those people entrepreneurs. and they have to go on and do their own thing. Some of them are quite successful, others make a living, and others, not so successful, have to go back licking their wounds. Usually you have to fail a few times to do these things. What I'm hearing from you is somebody who would like to set up their own work environment to be the way they would like it to be. And that person doesn't get a paycheck. That person makes the paycheck. And, you know, so that's the thought that I had as I listened to you.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's a big hustle, though. I mean, you're hustling all the time. And I'm sure that you all could attest to that with Free Talk Live. And it's a good hustle. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but, you know, versus just going and doing your work and going home and forgetting about, you know, work versus being an entrepreneur where it's work, you know, it's 24/7 sometimes. It depends on what you're doing, of course, but I don't know. I don't know if that hustle is for me. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Then do what they told you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't feel like it's an attractive thing, because, yeah, when you do your own thing, it is constant. I mean, it's one of those things where if you don't make time for yourself, you won't have it, because it's just the list of to-dos never ends. There's always new things being added to it. Whereas if you work at a job, there's a certain list of responsibilities you have to accomplish, but you know, it's expected that you accomplish that within a certain number of hours in a week. Whereas if you're an entrepreneur, it's just you can load yourself up with as much work as you want. And if you're not the workaholic type, or you aren't, if you don't feel like you're called to do something, then stick where you are until you feel like there's some sort of a calling for yourself, in which case then, you know, maybe start to take some steps into that world. But I do agree that if I'm having a meeting with somebody and I'm on my phone, I feel bad because I know I'm not giving that person my full attention.
There's times when you have to look at something, but yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and so I would feel the same, you know, in reverse. I'm like, oh, well, you know, obviously this is not that important of a meeting to this person because they, and it depends on how much time they spend on the phone, right? Like if they, they glance at it real fast to check the clock, that's one thing. Of course, that could be an indicator that things are gone on too long, right? Like if you've had their attention for a half hour long meeting and they start checking their phone for a time check, that may be an indicator that you're getting boring or the meeting's gone on too long or something like that.
If somebody wants to sit on their phone, then I'm pulling it out of mine out and playing Candy Crush.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Vernon. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But certainly, if I had a employee kind of workplace where we have employees, we don't. Yep. This is just a radio show.
If you're paying somebody by the hour, that, like them sitting on the sitting on their phone is very, very upsetting.
Right. You want their full attention. You're paying them for their full attention. Yeah. And that's why some of restaurants, for instance, have told their employees, you don't bring your phone inside. If you are a waitress or whatever, we don't want you on your phone. You leave that in your car. If you have a break, you can go out to your car and get on your phone then. But if you're, like, hanging out behind the bar looking at your phone, you're not cleaning the bar. You're not cleaning the kitchen. You're not, you know, there's all kinds of things you
don't like it either. You know, they, like, you know, the older you get, the less you like to see someone on their phone.
Hmm.
The older a person is, the less they like to see somebody on their phone. I can tell you this. I went on a cruise during December. I paid to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm having breakfast by myself at, you know, a window, and some old codger decides to come along and tell me how he feels about young people being on their phone. I'm 47 years old.
You were on your phone at the time by yourself at the breakfast place. Okay.
You know, I'm a successful businessman, and you're
you young folks.
You're a retired railroad worker. Tell you what. Go find some, and, you know, he sat
back
down.
Back in my day, we had a telegraph, and there was kids on that thing all the time.
He and his wife sat down with me, like, literally at the next table or whatever, and then he proceeded to tell me some more things he didn't like.
Wow.
I mean, and...
Well, that comes back to the finding things you appreciate versus finding things to not like. Right?
Yeah,
and it's one thing to see a stranger on their phone. It's another thing to see somebody you're paying or your loved one, your partner or whatever, while you're trying to have a serious conversation with them about something. They've got their nose in their phone.
Yeah. So the phones are designed to be interesting. The apps are designed to be interesting. There's nothing wrong with being interested in those things, but there's a time and a place. And
absolutely.
You need to figure out that time and the place.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the issue here in the studio where I've caught you playing some video game at some point, Mark.
That has happened.
And it's like, hello, you know, we've
usually
talked about this.
It's Facebook is what has drawn me in the past. And,
Or the chat room. And we love the chat room. We love the fact that
The chat room's right here in front of me right now.
But you've been paying attention to me, and I haven't noticed that tonight. But there have been times where it's like, yeah, the chat's cool. We love the chat, but the best time to pay attention as a host to the chat is during the breaks because it's still there. You can scroll up and
chat'll distract me because it's one of those language things.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want on Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
In the studio tonight, and you've got Ian
and Johnson
and Mark.
Bitcoin.com, great site for some of the basic information about Bitcoin, but also to get some really cool, useful things like mining pool. So if you want to get involved in Bitcoin mining, you can do that through Bitcoin.com. You want to get the latest news headlines, you can get those through news.bitcoin.com. There's so many different features. There's a buy.bitcoin.com, where you can buy Bitcoin. And then there's many others, like their tools section, which allows you to convert easily between U.S. dollar pricing and Bitcoin pricing as well. There's just a bevy of options, and they're all free to use over at Bitcoin.com, with the exception of the mining pool. You've got to pay to get into the mining pool, and of course pay if you want to buy Bitcoin. But beyond that, every other site feature is pretty useful, and it's free. Bitcoin.com, head on over there and enjoy. We've been talking about relationships and the end of those relationships. Obviously, getting into relationships is usually a pretty fun and exciting thing, but sometimes the fun and excitement just doesn't last, And there are certain indicators that it may not be lasting much longer, that it may be on the way toward the end. We went through some of those. You're certainly welcome to add in your discussion here. And then we also talked about the last one in some level of detail, which was stonewalling, where the person, it's just the relationship's gone so far south that they're just not even talking to you anymore, and you're standing in the same room with them or something like that. And then that led to a discussion about distractions, people having their nose in their phone while they're supposed to be talking to you, and even at the workplace, which can be very, very frustrating, where you're paying to have that relationship. You've paid that person to be in a room with you, and that's a little bit of a different scenario than a voluntary, mutual, beneficial agreement where, you know, people just are supposed to just care about one another because they do. So you're welcome to comment here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if there's a whole lot else to add into that discussion unless y'all want to talk about any specific examples of how this has affected your relationships in the past.
The only thing I can think of is that I did have somebody help me on my farm at one point, mm-hmm. who was spent the majority of the time they were there looking at their phone.
On a phone.
Having some kind of text argument with a girlfriend.
And you were paying them by the hour?
Paying them by the hour. And every time I wanted them to do something, I had to, like, call them away from, you know, this problem. And that was irritating to me.
Yeah.
And
you didn't hire them to come back at that point,
no,
right? That was
no.
the end of them.
Yeah. One day. Goodbye.
And, you know, in a situation like that, it wouldn't have really mattered that much long term because you didn't really intend to have a long term relationship. But obviously having a conversation with someone who you want to retain for whatever reason is worth doing in most cases. Like, hey, you know, I didn't really feel like you were giving it your full effort today. And the reason why is because every time I looked at you, you were on your phone rather than chopping wood or whatever it was that they were hired to do. And, you know, like I said, if you cared enough to try to rescue that relationship or that working relationship, you could have tried to do something. But, you know, one woodchopper versus another woodchopper, you just decided to let that person go.
Yeah.
So these are things where you don't always get a second chance, you know, to make a good first impression on somebody like that. So if you're trying to make a good first impression, go ahead and leave the phone in the car. I think that's a decent idea. If you are tantalized or tempted by Facebook or by notifications, if you're the kind of person who it's like the Pavlov's dog, whenever that notification bell goes off on your phone and you pick it up, turn it over, turn it on, put in your code, and go check that notification. I think we talked about this once when we were reading one of those articles about phone addictions, where they looked at how much time somebody spends, not just in an app like Facebook or whatever, because your phone can easily record that, right? Like, if there's certain ways that you can find out, well, how much time do I spend in all my apps, right? You can look at a list and see which ones you spend the most time in over a certain time frame. It doesn't record how much time you spend getting into the phone, right?
Yeah.
So if every time you get a ding from whatever messaging system, you're having to pick up the phone, turn it over.
10 seconds.
Right. I mean, however many seconds it takes, that adds up over a day, especially if it's a constant interruption in the other thing that you were supposed to be doing. Because odds are good, you were doing something at the time. You know, what the level of importance is, maybe you're just watching a movie, or, you know, you're doing some sort of report for school, or you've got something that needs to get accomplished for work. There was probably something you were in the midst of when that notice came in. You had to stop that thing for however many seconds to go and check that. So the lost productivity, while the argument is, of course, these devices make us more productive in a lot of ways.
And they may very, I believe they do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were just talking about the very powerful calendar options and, you know, sort of brain organization programs out there that if you put the effort into them, you can reap some rewards from that. But the other side, that blade of technology, right, the other side of that is that there's so many different time-wasting activities on these supposedly productive devices that we have. So it really all comes down to the user. It comes down to the individual and their experience and their ability to have the willpower to control themselves on this. And I think we could all, we've all probably had that activity that has been distracting, and we know it has. We know it's hurt us, which is one of the reasons why I quit using Facebook at the beginning of the year, is because I knew it was hurting my productivity.
So I don't think it's willpower. It's sort of, if you want to make a change based on willpower, you're going to fail. Like, willpower isn't the way to change things. It's to imagine the future without whatever this problem is that you have. And if you can imagine that future and it inspires you, and you can keep that inspired thing ahead of you, this isn't about drudgery. This isn't about dragging yourself to more productivity. This is about leaping forward into a new world where you have, you know, more control over your life, more you know, whatever it might be, whatever it is that is inspiring about it. You got to keep that in mind.
I do agree with you there. You have to be inspired in order to find the willpower. But I'm sorry, Mark. To me, there was some absolute, you know, overcoming of a addiction level.
Oh, I'm
kind
not
of thing.
Claiming that there isn't.
Yeah.
I'm claiming that if that's all you're doing, if this is just I'm going to overcome this, then
well, no, you have to have an inspiration. There has to be a reason for it. I think that's an important factor. So I agree with you that that is a factor that you need. But
I think it is the key, not just a factor.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but it would have been easy enough to let myself slide back into the old habits. That overcoming of a habit still requires the ability to...
You need the inspiration to decide that you're going to get rid of this way of being that you currently have.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That is the key. I would agree with you that the inspiration is the key. You're not going to be able to get it from somebody else. Just because your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever wants you to stop smoking cigarettes or, you know, whatever the addiction or the problematic behavior might be, you may care about that person, but until you can find the internal inspiration for doing that, you're never going to likely accomplish that task. But even once you find the internal inspiration, you still have to stick to it. You still have to refuse the siren's call of the notification or the cigarette or whatever, and that does take some effort
Quit smoking, part of the thing that I kept in mind is I just didn't want Jack growing up with a dad who smoked.
Did you quit cold turkey?
You
used a shot or something, didn't you? Some sort of patch?
The pill called the Chantix.
Okay.
The Chantix is what I used. And it was about 2009 when Obama put those taxes on cigars and roll your own and all that stuff. And I smoked cigars. And I didn't want to be sending money to the federal government that they were going to use. They said it was for some kind of child hospitalization fund, but money's fungible, okay? Which means that, that money ultimately goes to drop bombs on wedding parties.
Yeah.
And so I just wasn't willing. I would use that as an inspiration also, right? Like, if I choose not to do this, maybe a few more bullets aren't going to be fired into some, you know, crowd of people.
But you also used a tool to help you break that habit that would have been a very powerful habit. Had you not used that tool, you would have, you know, going cold turkey would have resulted in some maybe some irritability, you know, some other side effects.
Sure, I still have the irritability.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, homeschooling.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the dead doctor's don't lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us right here. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus the Discord on air call-in line room, which is available to you. It is there now. It is empty, which means you can hop right on in there and we'll jump in and you'll be on the air with us. And it'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us as long as you've got a semi-decent microphone where you're at. And in fact, our Discord chat is a way for you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It is free. It's relatively new. We started it back in early January, so I think we're in our fourth full month of the Discord chat, and I think it's gone very well. We've got over 600 members on the Discord. There are a few hundred every week that are generally kind of seen, that have come back, and I think that's great. There's people in there every single night during the show, sometimes before and after as well.
So often, yeah.
So you can go there and get interactive with some of the hosts. In fact, sometimes, like if we screw something up on the podcast at night, frequently somebody will report it in one of the Discord chats, and that's how I see it. I used to go on Facebook and get that information, but now people can reach me more directly through the Discord. So head on over to discord.lrn.fm. It's basically a voice and text chat system. There are voice rooms, there are text rooms, and you can hang out in one or both of those things. So check it out. It's free. discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, Mark, you had a story you wanted to share with us about homeschooling under threat. Now, I'm not sure where homeschooling is under threat. I'm going to guess it's California or one of those kind of places. Or maybe this is nationwide. I know nothing. Fill me in. Where's the story from?
Yeah, it's coming from fee.org, and I think that Carrie McDonald probably be better than I on filling you in. Hard-won homeschooling freedoms are under threat and must be defended. Homeschoolers have it easy. Many of us were in diapers when in 1977 educator John Holt created Growing Without Schooling, the first newsletter to connect and encourage homeschooling families. Holt and other social reformers provided the support and facilitated the networks that would ultimately lead to homeschooling becoming legally recognized in all U.S. states by 1993. I sometimes wonder about the courage it took those early homeschooling parents to remove their children from school before it was fully legal to chart an alternative education path for their children when they were often the only ones on the road.
That's what it takes. It takes the people who are willing to stand up for the freedoms they should have, even if they don't have them, to be able to take those risks. And for people taking risks with their children, that is a extra level of risk that most people aren't willing to take because they know the government can come in and snatch their kids from them, and they're very scared of that happening.
Yeah, and I have actually met some of these homeschoolers from back in the day, and every
the originals.
These people that she's talking about here, and I always thank them. Thank you for what you did.
Yeah.
Because I look them right in the eye when I did, and I don't think people do that very often. Because these folks really did face the slings and arrows back in the day. It's not the personality. So many of us have this personality type where it's like, well, let's go ask the government if it's okay if we do this thing.
Well, yeah, bad idea. Usually the answer is no.
Yeah, the government bureaucrats absolutely told them no back in the 70s and 80s when they asked if homeschooling was acceptable. Can I take my kid out and school them myself? No. I mean, that would have been the answer. No, you can't. And now they kind of have to begrudgingly say, okay.
Yeah.
But you know, you shouldn't be asking these people in the first place.
Right, because they're your kids, and you should not have to ask anyone.
These are your public servants, too, or at least that's what you're told. Yeah. Going on here. Now homeschooling's a legitimate education option with a number of homeschoolers hovering around 2 million.
Not only legitimate, but actually very successful, right? You look at the homeschooled kids in comparison to the government school or even the private school kids, and they blow them out of the water.
That's because I think the parents have two reasons, right? Like, so one kid's particularly precocious in a particular area, and you can provide better education to your child because it's a one-on-one situation. You have them all the time. Two, there's these parents that are like, come on, you're going to get this education. We're going to get you to college by the time you're 12. This is going to be great. You know, like they're just really sort of hyper, type A personalities, that kind of thing. That much is all true, but I think that really the best thing about homeschooling is that no matter who your kid is, no matter what they are good at, what they are interested in, is that you can give them the best education for them at the time. And maybe that doesn't mean that they're the best at the spelling bee, maybe it doesn't mean that they're the best at anything, right? Like, that doesn't really matter, because the public school is chock full of mediocre kids, and no one holds public schools responsible. I don't want homeschooling to be judged by its best, because homeschooling is the best form of education. I mean, be serious. The only thing that they've got out there is, well, what about socialization? What do you mean by socialization? You want my kid getting beat up in the hallway? Because really, that seems to be, well, how
teen pregnancy.
How are they going to deal with people they don't like? How do you deal with people you don't like? I mean, really?
Well, in real life, you can go away from them, but in school, you're forced to be with them.
If I'm in a social situation with somebody I don't like, I'm either going to move to other side of the room or I'm going to leave that event.
Yeah.
If I'm in a if I'm out, like, at a store or something with somebody I don't like, I'm either going to go to a different location.
Yep.
I'm going to report it to the manager. Or I'm going to leave. If I'm at work with somebody I don't like, and I'm an employee, then they're an employee. Then that's my boss's fault. My boss's issue to solve.
A quick answer to that. How are they going to deal with people they don't like? Well, let me ask you a question. How many homeschooled kids are you aware of that have gone on a rampage, shooting up their classmates? You know, by going and acquiring a weapon and just executing everyone they possibly can.
That's a great question.
I don't know. Wasn't that Sandy Hook nut job kid homeschooled?
No.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, he was I think he might have been. Nonetheless, homeschool kids are nuts, too. Sometimes they've got... Really, the best place for your nutty kid is not in school.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be homeschooled. And some of them are going to... I don't want the yardstick for homeschooling to be different than it is for other forms of education. I would find that to be... That it's just not fair to the parents. look, you know, they've decided that they were going to do this form of education. I think that it's quite possible that some kids are probably better off in some kind of, you know, stylized education. Every form of education, somebody's going to thrive in that.
Yeah, because people are different, sure.
Government school doesn't make any effort to provide different forms of education.
No, it's not designed for thriving. It's designed for the bare minimum, lowest common denominator.
5% of that population is going to thrive in that particular form of school. And great, great. Why would you take them out of that?
Adam Lanza was barely homeschooled. He was pulled out of school at 17.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
I remember,
that's not really homeschooled.
Fine. Look, he was homeschooled. I don't know what to tell you.
For what, like a month or something like that?
The people that don't like homeschooling are going to use that
divorce, after his family got divorced, and so that's why she decided to pull him out of school to, you know, take care of him or something, or do something. And yeah, that really doesn't count
as being
homeschooled.
So there are more than 2 million...
I think you probably have to spend at least a third, if not half, of your schooling time for me to consider you legit homeschooled.
Let me go on here. With expanding numbers coming come increased diversity of families of all races, classes, religions, ethnicities, ideologies, and academic philosophies, tailoring homeschooling to their distinct needs and lifestyles. For example, the number of African Americans choosing to homeschool continues to accelerate. For good reason, the government provides them with the worst of educations. In some African American communities, the numbers of people who graduate, I'm not talking about those that drop out, the graduates who are functionally illiterate, as high as 40%.
Now, you've been around some of these homeschool groups, right? Like,
sure.
You've known other parents, go to the socialization events, things like that with Jack, your son.
Jack goes to one at least weekly.
Do you get the feel that there's a bunch of evangelical Christians who are doing this? Because that's the way it's sort of always portrayed. Like, that's the likely group to homeschool. Is it still that way?
Thanks for asking. So every time, in both Keene and Sarasota, where we generally are dealing with these situations, Laura has contacted homeschool groups when we've been in different places for a week or something, and then she'll, you know, find some people to hang out with. There's usually two or more groups, and they're very clear. They make it abundantly clear what it is they're about. Because these groups, they understand that there are people who are consuming different types of homeschooling, and they want to provide the best service to those people.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that you're not going to help. If you're in the wrong group, you're not helping the people who are in
Bringing an atheist in the midst of the Christian group. So are you saying this of those two groups, one is a Christian and the other is not? Or like
In Keene, that's definitely the case. Mm-hmm. And in Sarasota, there's even more
fracture
in
the larger area.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. There's more on homeschooling and it being under attack. We'll find out what that's all about coming up here in Hour 3. On the way, you can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.